الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. From the Quran Sharif, we make out very clearly that when difficult conditions, trials and tribulations, hard conditions come upon an individual, a community, upon the whole ummah, mankind at large, the basic cause of it is our transgression of the laws of Allah, our breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Many ayats point to this. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah has got no need to punish you if you make shukr and you bring iman. That is, if you stay straight, Allah has got no need to punish you. And punishment of Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't come Himself personally and comes and give us a beating or a hiding, but conditions Allah Ta'ala says. And also one great mistake we make, that usually from where those conditions are coming, we think that is our problem. And it's so simple to understand that a dog also, if you throw a stone at the dog doesn't go to the stone that the stone is hurting me, but it goes to the person who threw the stone. So these conditions which we come, we get involved in that condition, that this one is fighting with me, that one is doing this with me, that one is doing this, but we don't see from where the conditions are coming. They are coming from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sends those conditions, and Allah doesn't send them haphazardly just for no reason. There is a reason why Allah sends them. As we, what amal we send up, according to that, Allah Ta'ala sends conditions down. If we send good amal up, Allah will send good conditions for us. When we are sending bad amal and bad our akhlaq, our character, etc., then such conditions come down. So it is for us to sort ourselves out. And what is important here, this is a common factor which hopefully we all can understand and we can accept it. Though there are people who are known as academics, and they, for example, if an earthquake comes, scientists, many people look up at them with so much of respect and honor. But what will they say? Some other causes. They will never say that it has come from Allah Ta'ala. The most they will say is a natural catastrophe, a natural disaster. But they're ascribing it that it has come from Allah, that they will never ever say. Volcano or anything else, they'll have all the explanations for all that. Whatever will happen, if there are riots in a place, then the politicians, other people, the people who are in social work, they will also go and investigate why this riots took place. This because of the people who are in poverty, that's why. Because of this reason, because of that reason. But the actual fact is, an ordinary Muslim will know that the conditions have come from Allah, and Allah has brought those conditions because of our actions, what our actions were. So if we can understand that, that is why a mu'min is so much superior than a non-mu'min who doesn't understand this. But unfortunately today we as mu'mineen also, we regard those people as very learned, and we want to go study those things also. Whereas Quran Sharif is so clear on this matter. Hadith Sharif is so clear. And Allah reward our great ulama. They have made this very clear to us. So that if we understand. So then comes the question. It is our sinning. Then why do we sin? Why do we commit sin? Then that the Quran Sharif explains in one place. That Allah Ta'ala says that the sinning is because you forgot Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those people who forgot Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala warns very severely, when a person will forget Allah, he will fall into sin, and he will get into all types of sin. And worst is, when a person comes in that condition, that Allah makes you to forget yourself. A person, why does he commit sin? For his enjoyment, for his pleasure. A person goes and steal money, that I can live it up now with this money. A person commits sins of the eyes, looking at the opposite sex, other woman, etc., for enjoyment. A person commits other gambling, he commits sin, or drinking, leak, whatever sin there can be. A person does all that for his own nafs. But the result of it is, and we see this very clearly, people who go, for example, on drugs, they feel a high and they feel something, and they go further, and then what's their condition? We know that what terrible condition they come. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ Allah makes them forget themselves also. So that is a serious question. And when a person forgets himself, then no matter who explains to you, it can be your friend, your brother, your mother, your father, your ustad, anyone, it doesn't make sense. So that's a very, very serious condition when a person has forgotten himself, and Allah makes you forget yourself. And Allah Ta'ala categorically states, who are those people? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ These are the great transgressors and wrongdoers. So it is sin that we have to guard ourselves against. And Allah has been so kind, and sin is done because we forgot Allah in the first place. So what's the remedy for that? If you are feeling thirsty, what's the remedy for that? You drink water, then you feel all right. If you are feeling very cold, what's the remedy for that? You put on warm clothes, you put the heater on. So if you have forgotten Allah Ta'ala, what's the remedy for that? To remember Allah Ta'ala. So if we remember Allah Ta'ala in earnestness, sincerely we remember Allah Ta'ala, like we all made Asr Namaz now, but ask ourselves, how many of us remembered Allah Ta'ala? The thing is to remember Allah Ta'ala, and to remember who is Allah, how great Allah is, what the powers of Allah Ta'ala are. All those things we have to remember. If a person does that, he will not commit sin. When he does not commit sin, Allah's rahmat will come down. And then a person won't forget himself. He will remember himself that I must do things for my benefit. And he will remember that the real benefit is of akhirat. It's not the temporary, in this world a person gets all the benefit. But it's taken away. When maut comes, nothing is left. The real benefit is in akhirat, in Jannah, which will be forever and ever. And what great enjoyment. So a person will remember that. So this is what we have to do. First of all, understand whatever problems and difficulties we, the mankind, people, whether it's in the form of droughts, whether it's in the form of floods, whether it's in the form of new types of sicknesses, fights in the family, etc., financial problems, whatever problem there is, it is on account of our sinning. And it is difficult usually for us to pinpoint which sin, but it is a sin that we are committing. And all of us are sinners, more or less. Nobody of us are the Anbiya alayhimus salam who are ma'asum, who are protected. We do fall into sin. And then to make tawbah on the one side, and to take away this, we commit sin because of ghaflat, unmindfulness of Allah. So now remember Allah. And we make zikr after namaz now. 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Hopefully all of us read that. Otherwise, how many of us didn't even read that? And those who did read it, how many of us thought when we said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Ya Allah, you are pure. The thought perhaps didn't come. We just go, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, that all praise only, and we realize, and that comes into us that, Allah, how great you are. What praises Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. So this will take away the ghaflat. And that will bring, then we will stop from sinning, and then Allah's rahmat will come, and good conditions will come in this world, and in akhirat also. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand this properly, and to realize it, and bring it into our lives, inshallah.